The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6490, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Elul, Heitov Shinchai, Brooklyn, New York. Abosik V'chosi, Yirei Elikim, with all the titles here. Alexander Zissel Sheyichya Bunin. And there was another letter to him earlier, Letter Number 5355 over there, and others. It's a lengthy letter. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter. And the Rebbe says, I apologize for the delay in my response because of the many occupations. And the Rebbe says, I had already written my opinion very clearly many times. That if, even in all times, in all periods, education, authentic education, altaris hakodesh, pure, holy education, is of the most essential, vital to our people, the Jewish people, how much more so in our time, in the Holy Land, Tibonav Zekeinah. And this, from this you understand, and it's obvious that how lucky is the fortune of each of the men and women who is occupies himself in this, especially during the duration of many years. That is a very clear evidence that that's the mitzvah that he needs to be careful. And the Talmud be fought. That the rabbis were careful with a special mitzvah. They did all mitzvahs. But there was a mitzvah that was Zohir Tfei, that was very special. And the Rebbe said the mitzvah of those who are occupied in Chinuch is the mitzvah of Chinuch. The Rebbe explains that it's explained in many places in Chassidus. And also in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 7. And Sefer HaSichas, in the summer of Tavshin, on page 22. But especially the Rebbe says, you saw good fruit in your effort. You saw good results. And that is seeing good results that is somewhat of the reward, the most greatest reward, which is Olamcha Tire Bechayecha. It means your world, your benefits, the world you see during your lifetime. If you see your benefits, the results in your lifetime, that's the greatest reward. That's some of the greatest reward of seeing the success of the students that you educate as an immediate result of the above. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that any thought that places a doubt in the benefit of that service, of this avodah of occupying yourself with the education, and if it's desirable to continue or not, it is rooted, it's sourced not on the right side. That's not the Yetzer Tov telling you that. This is something which is the Yetzer Hara trying to convince you to take you out of this. The Rebbe also refers to the Yom Yom of the 23rd day of Sivan. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that in all the above, it is not my intent at all, to sort of look away or to diminish the negative aspects about which you write. So he wrote to the Rebbe some problems with it. But yet the Rebbe says, I'm not taking away from that. But it is still very clear, this matter, that this that our Torah told us, it's the Torah of life, that this world is called Olam HaKlipas V'Sitrachra. It's a world of negativity, and the other side, shells and sitra achra. And the Rebbe quotes from the Tanya that it's also mice of koshim ve'royim ve'roshoyim kovrim boy. All the actions in this world are difficult and evil. There is a strengthening of the evil people. They look like this world that they're strengthening. But that fact that there is this, it's not to cause the person to give up or to weaken that enthusiasm or the dedication, the energy put into. And that's not even there to justify, to diminish these activities. If you hadn't done as it should be, as you've done. Because you can't say to know this, that it's difficult. So maybe you'll say, okay, that's the reason why I'm not doing so well, because there's a lot of challenges, a lot of distractions, a lot of negativity. If you haven't done it or no, that's not why it's there for. Because this is negated in places, and also in Tanya chapter 30, and also in chapter 24. So why do we need to know, that's the question, that this world is a challenging world? The reason we know about it is not to give us excuses. Oh, to say why we didn't do good enough is because the world is difficult, so we can't do so much. And it's not our fault. That's not the reason why we need to know that. The reason we are told about it, one of the goal, one of the purposes is so that the person should not feel down. So it's to encourage the person. When you come in contact with blocks and obstacles, obscurities, and sometimes you even have to wage a very strong, powerful war. And sometimes it's not only from those whose job is to oppose, and also, but also from those who seemingly were supposed to help a lot. And then you come across that the people that are supposed to be helpful are actually not being helpful at all, and they're actually causing difficulties. So Hashem is telling you, don't let this bring you down. Because at the end of the day, the goal why a person was created is to serve Hashem. And we have to do what's upon us. You do what's right. May the good God do what's good in His eyes. Hashem atoy be'enav yaseh. Hashem will do what's good. Hashem atoy be'enav yaseh. Whatever is good in His eyes, He should do. But we have been promised that in the end of the day, we will be victorious in this war. Because we know, lo yidach mimenu nidach. Nobody will get lost. Nobody will be pushed away. And yagaitav lematzos al tamin. If you put in effort, you didn't succeed, don't believe. Apparently, he was meeting a lot of challenges in his educational job from different people. And the Rebbe is saying, I'm not diminishing your challenges and your difficulties, but the Rebbe said the reason the challenges exist is not to justify not doing, but it's on the contrary, it's to give you courage not to become impacted, to know that this is unfortunately the way of the world, and eventually you will be successful. And the Rebbe says, it is also, the Rebbe says, not my intention to say that the good portion, what appears to the eyes, that you did not end up in that framework that you wanted to. You didn't end up being in the place where you wanted to. And as you explained in your letter in Siv Gimel, in the section 3, But the Rebbe says, my response to it, full response, you'll find in the very beautiful story that is printed in the introduction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, to the book, to the Sefer Pekeich Ivrim, about there was Rabbi Yosef Mashpia. There was a great distinguished rabbi. They called him Rabbi Yosef Mashpia. And in the language of the Mittler Rebbe, that was quoted there on page 35. He said like this, Der Tata o zu lieb a teuwe protis gemacht von a landen a balagola. That my father, that's the Mittler Rebbe saying about his father, the Alter Rebbe, that my father, in order to do an individual favor, he made from a great scholar into a wagon driver. The Alter Rebbe suggested to this Rabbi Yosef, who was a great scholar, that he should become a wagon driver. And the reason for that, the Mittler Rebbe said, is to do a favor. So the Rebbe says, look, think about it. Here we're talking about a personal favor. He brought back, he made about Shuva, one of who's lost his way, and he brought him back through being the wagon driver. So if you think about this, you'll see. Here we're talking about an individual favor. And we're talking about one of the Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe. And he was one of the distinguished, the Bali Tzura Shabbat. He was a very special Chassid. And he was ended up in the other extreme to become literally a wagon driver, a Balagola. And the Rebbe says, if you look the story at length, it was for many, many years. So the Rebbe says, this is not at all compared at all to your situation, in which you're educating sons and daughters of Israel, Jewish people. Each one of them, a single one of them, the creator of the world, say that Kula Kameki L'Choshiv, the creator, who next to the creator, everything is considered like nothing. And yet, what does the Eibishter say about every single Jewish person? Even though, what do we consider next to Hashem? The Rebbe, the Eibishter Hashem says that it's his only son. It's like our only son. And you have dedicated to educate. And you devoted yourself. Meaning, the Eibishter gave you this teacher in your hands to be educated through you with love, and also by first giving you the ability and the strength to deal with their education. Think about it, the Rebbe says. Hashem has given you a task, his only son, for you to take care of him. Especially, the Rebbe says in addition, that we're talking about youth. That means that every improvement in their condition, it's over time, it increases many times. And as the example known from the improvement of a very small seed, that it's very, very important. Very, the yaiser b'yaiser, so that when it grows up, it should be a tree that carries fruit. So you got to tender when they're tender and young. You got to be very, very careful. So the Rebbe is encouraging him to continue. And the Rebbe says, as far as the problems, you write how to fix them. So the Rebbe says, you can't nail it down exactly. But the absolute point is that in what way will be the maximum benefit. That's the thing is, the way to make the decision is where, how to maximize the benefits. But generally speaking, we see vividly in matters like this, that when you stay away from waging a battle in a way, in an open way, but you bring about all these inyanim in a by the way way, instead of confronting it head on, basically, you go, you address the issues in a side way. In the end, the opposing side gets tired and moves their mind to other things. They get tired battling them. You know, you don't give them a reason anymore to be an ego trip or trying to battle. Try in a non-open way to bring in these ideas. And the Rebbe says, but it's understood, if you see that there's a need to come out openly, a battle, a milchama gluya, should not be worried about that either. Because we are doing the mission, ashlichas, of the master of the world. But the Rebbe says, as above, that's only after you utilize the other ways. So the Rebbe is giving him some advice to some of the practical, he had opposition, probably from the parents, from the other people, or other things against his level of Yiddishkeit, or teaching, what he's trying to teach them. The Rebbe says, there's an expression, the world says, Soras Rabim Chatzah Nichoma. If it's a problem that many have, that's a half a comfort. Meaning, if it's not only your problem, it's a problem that everybody has, okay, so then you can take it, that's a comfort. And the Rebbe adds, in a parenthesis, Afal Pi, was Ochon Vei Tzazah Nechoma. Ochon Vei, I mean, what kind of a comfort is this? That it's not only my problem, but it's a problem which is for many others. The Rebbe says, I receive letters in a similar contents that you write from various different activists, whether it's in the area of education, whether it's in the area of community activities in generally. And so it's not a unique problem to you. I get letters, the Rebbe said, everybody's complaining. And the Rebbe says, if you read and you look into the books of Musar from the previous generations, even from several generations, so in most of them, in all of them, you will find the arguments on similar situation that you describe in your letter. So this is nothing new. Even though we know the statement that we are on a lesser level. Im Rishonim Kimalochim, it says like this, if the earlier ones are angels, then we're human beings. If the earlier are human beings, then we're like animals. So even they have to contend with the similar problems. And the Rebbe says, this is actually a clear, full pasuk. In Koheles, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud, it says, Al toimer ma hoyo, shayomim harishonim, hoyu toivim me'ela. Kiloi mechochma shaltalze. Don't say what happened. The earlier days were better than these. That's not out of wisdom that you ask this. Meaning, don't say the previous generations were better. Okay, so the Rebbe, after all the calming him down and telling him to do what he needs to do, try in peaceful ways if you need to, you have to wage the war. But yet, there are some people that ask the question, and which is a very powerful question. Why did Hashem do this? Why do we have to struggle? Why is it so hard? Etc. But first of all, the question, what's the benefit in asking questions? When the time that the path of a person is like it says, Tomim tiyim Hashem alekecha. You have to go with Hashem with innocence. But this above question, it's already been treated by, called the Guide of the Perplexed, the Moira Nevuchim, which is the Rambam in his introduction to the commentary on the Mishnayis, in the explaining the saying of our sages that Kolo Oilo Nivra Elo Letzavis Lezeh. Over there they say the whole world was created to instruct the Yid in the end of, towards the end in that Rambam. The Rebbe wants him to look over there and see why, how he addresses this question. But Rebbe says, question is not really the way. We need to go with innocence. What is the result of the above? You should increase in your activities from those that you did till now. And you can be, your heart can be readily secure that this is the mitzvah that you need to be most careful in. And Zohir, mitzvah Zohir can also mean Zohir Tvei, mean Leichten, Meloshon Leichten, should shine. And you add in quantity and qualities to the extent possible. And more than that, because the possibilities of a person change from according to his will. If you want more, you'll be able to do more. And as the ruling of our Holy Torah, that a person sanctifies himself a little bit below, and they sanctify him a lot from above. Do it from with joy, with gladness of heart. And we've been promised, guaranteed, that simcha peiros geder, joy breaches all limitations, even the limitations and defense of kedusha. How much more so, alachas kama v'kama, the limitations and the fences of the other side. I look forward for good news and all the above. It's a very powerful, instrumental, and very fundamental letter of the Rebbe's view, how the Rebbe addresses difficulties that shluchim, educators, people that are trying to do holy work, and they say, I didn't want this job, I didn't try it, I wanted something else. I ended up in education. The Rebbe encourages him and says to him, that is your best mitzvah. That's the mitzvah where you shine. And the Rebbe explains to him not to be affected. Yes, there is problems, and this world has a lot of problems. But that's not, the Rebbe says, don't go out with battles. When if you don't battle them, they get tired of the opposition. But the Rebbe says, it's also not a new problem. This is a problem that has been around. What kind of a comfort? But that's the truth. That's the fact. Why Hashem does that, we don't know. What's going to help us asking questions? A person has to go with straightforward Hashem. And the Rebbe also addresses it. The Rambam addresses it. The Rebbe doesn't want him to give up. And the Rebbe want him to go forward, increase quantity and quality wise. And the Rebbe says that sometimes a person who wanted to become a big Rosh Yeshiva over there, the Rebbe brings the story of the Mittler Rebbe who made this great scholar of Yosef into a wagon driver to do a favor for one yid. But here you're talking about educating the only sons of Hashem. Each one is considered like an only son. And you have the opportunity. Don't give it up. Be strong. It's a very powerful words. Something that we should keep on telling ourselves, even though it doesn't always seem like we've met our goals that we wanted to become, you know, big in different area. The Rebbe says, this is your mitzvah, and you should be very happy. Do it with gladness of heart. Do it betuv levav, simcha. Simcha breaches true, and you will be successful.